and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God, and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Amen.
for the peace from above, and for our salvation. Let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Preserved your purely preached gospel and rightly administered sacraments through those who made the good confession at Augsburg in 1530. So also preserve your gospel and sacraments through our making that same good confession in our time. Send forth your Holy Spirit that we may confess your Son before others on earth, and that he may confess us before you in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Today is the presentation of the Augsburg Confession. The appointed Old Testament reading is from Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, and the reading also serves as the text for this evening's sermon. And all the people gathered as one man into the square before the water gate. And they told Ezra the scribe to bring up the book of the law of Moses that the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could understand what they heard, on the first day of the 7th month. And he read from it, facing the square before the water gate, from early morning until midday, in the presence of the men and the women and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood on a wooden platform that they had made for the purpose. And beside him stood Mattathiah, Shema, Ananiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Maaseiah on his right hand, and Pedaiah, Mishael, Malchijah, Hashem, Hashbadana, Zechariah, and Meshulam on his left hand. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And as he opened it, all the people stood. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Also, Jeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shabbathiah, Hodiah, Maaseiah, Kalita, Azariah, Josabah, Hanan, Peliah, the Levites, helped the people to understand the law while the people remained in their places. They read from the book, from the law of God, clearly, and they gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep, for all the people wept as they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, Go your way, eat the fat and drink sweet wine, and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready. For this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites calmed all the people, saying, Be quiet, for this day is holy. Do not be grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and drink and to send portions and to make great rejoicing, because they had understood the words that were declared to them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God maker is our fortress.
God is our refuge and strength.
A very present help in trouble.
Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way.
Though the mountains wither into the heart of the sea.
Though its waters roar and foam.
Though the mountains tremble at its swelling.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God.
The holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved.
God will help her when morning comes.
The nations rage, the kingdoms totter.
Hear this his voice, the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Come, behold the works of the Lord.
How he makes all desolations on the earth.
He makes wars cease to the end of the earth.
He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire.
Be still and know that I am God.
I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our fortress.
The epistle reading is from 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter. pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will display at the proper time, he who is the blessed and only Sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, "So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven."
This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Remain standing if you're able for the singing of the hymn of the day on the insert in the bulletin.
Christ has done his marriage justified.
here believe and here confess, no word can gain God's favor. Oh Lord, I love your holy house, your glory here is dwelling. Your law is preached, my heart to rouse, to censure its rebellion.
Join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The date was June 25th in the year of our Lord 1530. In the lower large room or chapter hall of the Episcopal Palace in the city of Augsburg in the country we today know as Germany. Accompanied by Chancellor Heinz Brueck, Principal Author Philip Melanchthon, and perhaps others, Dr. Christian Beyer stepped to the front of the assembly and the Lutheran delegates rose to their feet as Beyer, for some 2 hours in German, read the Lutheran profession of faith that has ever since been known as the Augsburg Confession. Read not only to the emperor and some 200 other people packed inside the room, but also to those outside the room in the nearby Palatinate and Castle courtyard, who reportedly could hear and understand every word clearly. Warm weather, so open windows, without air conditioning, closed circuit television, or even a public address system, much less live on YouTube or streaming or downloading later. The date was perhaps October 8th, 445 years before Christ. On the square, before the water gate in the city of Jerusalem, in the country we today know as the State of Israel, accompanied by four chiefs of the people, Ananias, Mesaiah, Hashem, and Meshulam, and 9 others, standing on a wooden platform made for the purpose. Ezra, the scribe and priest, opened the book of the law of Moses, and all the people stood as Ezra, for some 6 hours, read in Hebrew, likely excerpts from what we know as the first 5 divinely inspired books of the Old Testament. And all the people answered, "Amen, amen," lifting up their hands, bowing their heads, and worshiping the Lord with their faces to the ground. Then 13 Levites helped the people to understand better what was read, translating it and applying it to them. Today, we commemorate the 496th anniversary of the presentation of the Augsburg Confession. And in doing so, we use an Old Testament reading about an observance of what is called the Feast of Trumpets, on which was prescribed a reading of God's word, as we heard indeed took place. In my nearly 28 years of ordained ministry now, I have preached on some 8 commemorations of the presentation of the Augsburg Confession. But before tonight, I have not once preached on this Old Testament reading, which Old Testament reading is not always appointed for this occasion, but when it is appointed, seemingly is appointed because of the similarities between the public reading of the Augsburg Confession and the public reading of God's word. As they applied to those hearing them read on those occasions, arguably both God's word and the Augsburg Confession, based solidly on God's word, apply also to us. They apply to us not only on this occasion, but also always. In the Old Testament reading, all the people wept as they heard God's law. Apparently, the Holy Spirit worked through God's law to cause the people to grieve over their sin. How do you and I react when we hear God's law? Do we get indignant and think that the pastor is hitting too close to home? Or even if a particular sin is mentioned and might not apply to us, do we recognize both our other particular sins and our general sinfulness? To be sure, the Augsburg Confession makes clear that all people who are born according to the course of nature are conceived and born in sin. That is, they are full of evil lust and inclinations from their mother's wombs and are unable by nature to have true fear of God and true faith in God. Like the people in today's Old Testament reading, we should grieve over our sinful nature and our actual sin, which deserve both our deaths here and now and our torment in hell for eternity. However, as Nehemiah, the governor, and Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, told them not to mourn or weep, but to rejoice in the Lord their strength, so as God, out of his great love, through our pastors, turns us in sorrow from our sin and leads us to trust God to forgive our sin for Jesus' sake, also we go from grief to joy. The Savior from sin that the people of Nehemiah and Ezra's day expected to come, in fact, did come centuries later, when, as the Augsburg Confession puts it, the Son of God took on a human nature in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, truly suffered, was crucified, died, and was buried, that he might reconcile the Father to us and be a sacrifice, not only for original sin, but also for all actual sins of humankind. At the center of both Holy Scripture and of the Augsburg Confession, based solidly on Holy Scripture, is this teaching that we cannot obtain forgiveness of sins and righteousness before God by our own merits, works, or satisfactions, but that we receive forgiveness of sin and become righteous before God by grace, for Christ's sake, through faith, when we believe that Christ suffered for us, and that for his sake our sin is forgiven, and righteousness and eternal life are given to us. In order to obtain such saving faith, God instituted the office of the Holy Ministry. That is, God provided the gospel and the sacraments, through which gospel and sacraments, as through means, God gives the Holy Spirit, who works faith when and where he pleases in those who hear the gospel. And the Augsburg Confession also says, the sacraments were instituted not only to be signs by which people might be identified outwardly as Christians, but that they are also signs and testimonies of God's will toward us for the purpose of awakening and strengthening our faith. And so they require faith and are rightly used when they are received in faith for the purpose of strengthening faith. The Augsburg Confession is defended as teaching that the genuine sacraments are baptism, private absolution, and the Lord's Supper, which all have the command of God and the promise of grace, which is at the heart of Holy Scripture. So, when we are baptized, when we are absolved, and when we eat the body of Christ and drink the blood of Christ, our hearts should firmly believe that God really forgives us for Christ's sake. In the Old Testament reading, because they had understood the words that were declared to them and so were exhorted by their leaders, the people went their way to eat richly prepared food and to drink sweet wine and to send portions to those who had nothing, perhaps because they had nothing to prepare. And the people also made great rejoicing. Likewise, the Augsburg Confession says that saving faith is bound to bring forth good fruits, and that we must do the good works that God has commanded, but not because we place our trust in those good works, as if they merit favor before God, for we receive nothing, we receive forgiveness of sins and righteousness through faith in Christ. God's law not only shows our sinful nature our sin, so that we live every day with sorrow over our sin and trust in God to forgive our sin, but God's law also shows our redeemed nature the good works that God wants us each to do according to our various callings in life. As God did with those in the Old Testament reading, God moves us from grief to joy. If you were to go to the area of the Water Gate in Jerusalem tomorrow, you apparently would go to what is now a national park and an archaeological area where excavations have revealed ancient gatehouses and water channels. If you were to go to the area of the Episcopal Palace in Augsburg tomorrow, you reportedly would find only the palace tower from the 1530 structure, with a plaque on the tower's facade memorializing that the Augsburg Confession had been presented there. The places may change, but the Word of God and the Augsburg Confession, based solidly on the Word of God, live on. The immediate future of the real people in Ezra and Nehemiah's day, and the immediate future of the Lutheran confessors in 1530, were uncertain, as the immediate future of us in our day is uncertain. But as they did, so do we go forward with good courage, knowing that God's hand is leading us and his love is supporting us. Amen. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. The third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Lord God, you are the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. Yet in your love for even our fallen race, you sent both your Son to save us by his death on the cross and resurrection from the grave, and your Holy Spirit to call us to repentance and faith by your word and sacraments. We praise you for our salvation, freely given for Jesus' sake through faith in you. And we thank you that you have preserved your word and sacraments for our use, and we are grateful for those through whom you have preserved them. Always be restoring your church on earth, full of justified people who also remain sinful in this life. As you work through your ministers and those who hear them, let your law ever lead us to mourn and weep over our sin. And let your gospel forgive us and lead us to rejoice in you, especially in the meal of your Son's body and blood. Help us to pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, and gentleness, and to fight the good fight of the faith. May we keep your teaching and practice unstained and free from reproach. Unite our synod, district, and circuit on the basis of your Holy Scriptures and the Lutheran Confessions. You are our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Keep us from fearing those who would persecute us for confessing Christ and so denying him. Use us to lead others to confess Christ so that he may confess them also before you in heaven. Sustain your creation with seasonable weather. Grant peace on earth between nations according to your will. Give us faithful rulers and good government. Defend your gift of human life. Protect those who protect us. Through a healthy economy, provide all that we need to support our bodies and lives. Keep safe those who travel. Let the summer break refresh all schooling, those who teach, those who learn, and those who support them. Let our families be places of your unconditional love and forgiveness. In your time and way, deliver those who are afflicted in body, mind, and spirit. Finally, strengthen us against all temptation and preserve us that we receive the eternal life to which you have called us and about which, by your leading, we have made and are making the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. To you, O Father, be honor and eternal dominion with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, who with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit are one God, one Lord. In the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity in substance of majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said,
take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me.
In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying,
drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. The holy things for the holy ones. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. May you try God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless and keep you in your baptismal grace as you live every day in His love and grow in faith. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you.
give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you, and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Any announcements? normal stuff on Sunday. We have the anniversary committee is supposed to meet after church on Sunday to talk about the plans for the 75th anniversary now.